Did you know not all batteries are the same? For example, only Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And Duracell are the only batteries that make this sound every time you say Power Boost ingredients. See? Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients. You try.
Duracell batteries and Power Boost ingredients.
Told ya. Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients.
And they're built right here in the USA with US and global parts.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with former federal prosecutor and attorney Eric Faddis about Rex Huerman today. We've obviously learned a lot about him in the last 2 weeks, including his alleged affinity for sex workers. We're hearing more and more stories from surviving sex workers who I'm guessing look back going, wow, that could have been me. But a lot of people have had encounters allegedly with Huerman. Do you think we're going to continue to see that sort of trend continue? And I also wonder if there were a lot of red flags that these individuals had, but they simply couldn't speak out about because, number one, the industry that they're in not being exactly legal. And then number two, people just not taking someone seriously simply because of what they are involved in.
Yeah, as you said, we've learned a lot about this. And at least according to the allegations, and things are still developing, it appears that this is Rex Huerman's modus operandi.
Yep.
He targets the most vulnerable folks that he can, in this case, alleged sex workers, in large part because there is a culture of silence around that scene. Like you said, it's illegal in most states. And these folks don't often go to the police and say, hey, I was about to engage in sex work when an individual got violent with me. Historically, these folks are subject to violence, degradation and homicide, and as well as sexual assault and everything else. And it seems fitting that Rex Huerman allegedly selected these people as his victims because he thought it would be less likely that he would be caught.
When you really look at it, and it's something that I think a lot of us don't look at very closely, this is an area that really is a playground for abusers and in horrible people taking advantage of these women. It's not always just somebody that's paying someone for sex and then they go on their way and that's the end of the day. It really seems to be an outlet for this type of character. It really makes me wonder if there were more things in place or more protections in place, or even, I don't even know if I want to say it being legal or not, but in theory, if it were, would this sort of individual be allowed to flourish as long as he did?
A good question, because like I said, a lot of these folks don't want to come forward and report when they see something problematic in a John who's trying to pick them up, because they themselves, the sex worker, doesn't want to get caught. Perhaps if there were more resources in place, more safe harbor laws, maybe something that would insulate these sex workers from criminal consequences if they came forward with helpful tips to the police to try and stop these predators. I just wonder if having something like that in place could potentially limit or prevent this sort of horrible repeat tragedy that's being alleged against Rex Huerman, the Long Island serial killer.
What can be done? Like, speaking from your own expertise, is there any sort of protections? Let's say a sex worker came up to you and said, look, this was really weird, this encounter that I had. I think someone should know about it, or I want to press charges because I was abused or violated in some way, shape, or form. Can that be done? Is that ever done? And how would a court look at that, considering the nature of the relationship between the abuser and the person doing the abuse?
Yeah, I wonder if it's almost the sex worker industry analogous to the drug scene. Like here in Colorado, for example, people, when they're using drugs, they often don't want to call the cops if something is going wrong because they don't want to get in trouble. But here we have a law that essentially says if someone is overdosing through the use of drugs, even if you're there doing it with them, you can call police to try and help them and you're not going to get charged with a crime. I'm just wondering if having some kind of protection in place for the sex worker industry under similar circumstances when they believe that a crime has happened or is likely to happen. I wonder if having that in place would encourage more of these folks to speak out, more of these red flags to become apparent to law enforcement and investigations to begin sooner before these tragedies keep recurring.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino.
Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots.
You can't beat that.
So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.